Welcome to another Pete Snodden Breakfast Show production, The Snodcast. If you've downloaded this podcast from coolfm.co.uk, subscribe for free on iTunes and have the latest Snodcast downloaded directly to your desktop for free.
I only woke up last night. It was just the five times.
Really?
Five times I woke up last night. It was almost... I felt like I had like... got to sleep last night. Must have been just after 11:30. Mm-hmm. And I woke up between 11:30 and 5:15 this morning, five times.
That's rubbish.
Right? And to be honest, because I was up that many times and kept on looking at the clock and going, nah, can't only be 2:15. No, it can't be. You sure? 2:15? Oh, yeah, another 3 hours.
But then that kept happening, which is a bit rubbish. Cat woke me up once last night, and then I think I was awake a few times. A couple of people sending text messages really late, which drives me mad.
Oh, what sort of text message were you getting late last night?
Do you want me to read them to you?
Oh, well, obviously they're for air then. There was nothing...
There weren't
late night text messages. You know the way, like, there's people out there after they've had a few scoops and stuff, and you know who you are, and you're going home, and then you start thinking about, like, an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend and what they could possibly be doing, and then you send a wee cheeky text message, and you hope for a reply, and then you don't get one, and then you get home, and you think you just sort of fob it off, and you get up the next morning with the utmost regret going, why the hell did I do that?
So, well, this one didn't get a reply. It came in at 20 to midnight. Midnight.
Okay, go
20
ahead.
20 to midnight.
Okay, go ahead. Who's it from?
A guy called Phil.
All right, what does Phil say?
Hey, just to say hello and hope things are looking a bit better. Thinking of you today.
Oh, no. In other words, this is the way that text message should really work. Hi, Kirsty. It's Phil. I've been out watching the football tonight with all the boys. We've had a few beers and a few packets of peanuts, and I'm on the way home and I'm feeling lonely and I'm thinking about you, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to get up to at home. But if you would like to give me a call right now, well, maybe we could have a wee chat. Maybe you could perk me up. I think that's what he meant by that text message. Yes.
Before that one, I'd one at 11:10.
Oh, okay. And who was that from?
It's from Lee.
Oh, Lee. All the blokes. Okay. And what does Lee say?
Hi, babe. Yeah, right. Just got back from NYC this evening. How are you? How was your Easter? I miss not chatting.
In other words,
that was it.
Hi, just home off the plane. I'm a bit jet lagged. Need to get off to sleep. And I wouldn't mind a wee bedtime story. That's what that means.
I said, can I get back to you tomorrow? Because I really need to get back to sleep.
At least he got a reply. God help the other guy. He didn't even get a response. See,
well, his didn't actually, to be honest. It didn't wake me up. I was out of it by then.
All right, okay. It's 7:10 now. The parking space, there's parking space games going on in work. If you're just back to work, ladies and gentlemen, over the Easter period, myself and Kirsty were on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And Paul, who's the main man who guards the station and enforces the law, makes sure the stalkers don't get in. I stole this parking space totally by chance. I didn't realise it was his parking space. Doesn't have his name on it.
He just likes it.
Right. So 2 days in the trot, I got his parking space. Now he's done a deal with the night security guard.
Uh-huh, I noticed.
So I've just worked out what way this works. Paul parks in the space and the other security guard comes in to relieve him. So what he does is he parks his car, comes out, they do the handover and Paul drives off. Paul then instructs him, right? I'm wise, isn't I? Then instructs him to get back in his car and move his car into Paul's parking space, which he's just vacated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that juvenile or what?
He just likes to get one over you, Pete. But do you know the thing that's annoying me now? Because of where you're parking now, I can't get into my space.
Sockins.
Unless I want to do a 3-point turn. I didn't want to do that. I just want to drive in.
I think what we need to do is, remember, you got my car towed away?
It wasn't me, I just helped.
Before I got married, remember?
Yes.
Do you reckon we get a set up so Paul's car could get shipped off there? That'd be quite good.
Get a JCB, just pick it up and send it over the other side of the car park.
That'd be all right, yeah. If anyone wants to help us out with that, please give us a call. 918-001. It's a Renault Clio and we just need it moved about 100 yards. That's all we need.
Six people, we could probably lift it with our fingers.
Right, okay.
Do you reckon?
Okay, if you want to help us out, that'd be great. And I'll park in this parking space tomorrow morning. What a start to the weekend, yes! Now, talking of health issues. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard this last night. Now, I don't want you to laugh. I don't want you to laugh because it sounds bizarre, right? But apparently it's true. Now, I haven't looked this up or investigated this as yet.
Maybe you should.
well, no, not necessarily. Okay. No, I'm going to tell you the story now.
Okay.
I've got a friend, okay, who is now turned, well, he's in his early 40s.
Okay.
Okay. And he got taken into hospital over the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know quite what was wrong with him. But they have now found out what the cause of his illness was. And that is the fact that he has diabetes.
Right.
Now, diabetes affects loads of people.
Yeah.
I used to live with a friend of mine, Natalie's diabetes. I used to live with her and I always felt for her because every day, you know, you have to ensure you inject yourself with insulin at certain times and blah, blah, blah. And a friend of mine, Steve, has it too. And I've always wondered why, right? Diabetes, you know, it can lie dormant in your body for years and years and years. Like for instance, there's my mate, he's in his 40s and he's only found out now that he's got it, right?
Yeah.
So I got told this last night after the football. We're having a beer in the pub. And I asked the question, well, how does this come about?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a definitive answer. But I got one of the strangest answers to one of the causes for diabetes.
And what's that?
Apparently, like, one of the causes could be if you let your toenails grow too long.
No, but there is a link between extremities of the body, which would include your toes and your fingers and everything, and diabetes. Because if you're diabetic, you don't have as good circulation in your body. So if you have a problem with your toe,
yes,
it can become really badly infected. And, you know, worst case scenario, you get gangrene, you got to lose your toe.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I don't know how it can cause diabetes.
No, well, I'm not sure either. But I
do know there's a link.
So
it could be something.
That was one of the causes that I was told last night.
If you don't cut them properly, your toenails properly.
Yeah. So anyway, Snodden, what have you learnt in the last 24 hours? Well, that's what I've learnt in the last 24 hours.
I think we need to check that one out so we don't worry people.
Absolutely. Because to be honest with you, if I put my two toenails together, you get a real clicky sound.
Oh, don't! I don't like them.
7:22 now.
Take it away!
It's good for scratching the other feet. Yesterday morning, I infuriated my wife.
Oh, dear. What did you do?
Right. Well, she had left because she was going out to the night shift, she had made her dinner before she went to bring with her to work, okay?
Right.
And she had left the frying pan. Well, it's not. It's a wok.
Okay.
Steeping. Okay? Steeping in the sink. So yesterday morning, whenever I came down to go to work, I had a glass of juice and then just put the glass into the wok.
Right.
With all the water that had been steeped in there overnight. Yeah. And I sort of thought to myself, well, the deal is it's all going to be put in the dishwasher anyway. What's the big deal?
Uh-huh.
But that really, really, really infuriated her.
Really?
Yeah, so I got it whenever I went home yesterday. So what I want to know is, I thought that, you know, a wee bit sensitive, I would have thought.
Well, I wouldn't like to comment.
Maybe it was a hormonal thing. I don't know. But anyway, what I'm trying to get across to you this morning is the simplest things can really infuriate your partner, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
So I'd love to know this morning the silly things that you do that really, really, really annoy your other half.
Breathing was one of mine.
Is this the guy that you divorced? Well, he's still breathing, but you don't need to listen to him. So get them in, 63103. I want to see how hypersensitive your other half is. Good morning, Cool FM.
Good morning, Pete.
How are you?
Talking about infuriating other halves.
Mm-hmm.
I have recently split up with my girlfriend of, I would say, if you added it all together, about maybe 8 months.
Okay.
And I can relate to what Kirsty said about breathing. I mean, I couldn't even, if I arranged to go out with my mum, I was going to see another woman. If I was going to do stuff with my kids, I was up to something. It wasn't things around the house, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She's just paranoid.
Well, do you know what?
Well, mate, I'm happy to be single.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And here...
Rock on.
Right, tell me this here.
Mm.
You're going to get it even more tonight when you go home about the walk.
Oh, no, I've already got a phone call.
Yeah, I would say you did.
I was called a wee... Beep. Mm-hmm. And the reason why was because I meant to tell the story as it is. Do you know what the way this... It meant that the greasy stuff in the wok was now over the glass. That's where the problem lay.
Well, You know what to do?
What?
Bite your lip, go to Tesco's at Knocknagunny and get a bunch of nice flowers.
Right, okay. Well, I was thinking about the petrol station for Addy, to be honest with
you,
but that's fine.
Tesco's are nice, but they're not that dear, you know what I mean? And it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay, righty. Manny, thank you. Big fact of the day, folks. 99%, it's according to brand new research, of listeners who listen to this particular show have used their wife's razor.
Really? No, because yes. We asked that.
We did.
And not many people got in touch. They're all closet
wife razor users. wife razor users. Bit of a tongue twister this morning. I actually have got a slight problem, because myself and Kirsty were discussing this yesterday over lunch, and I've got this slight wee rash on my right cheek. My right cheek, as you're looking at me, my left cheek. Has it sort of disappeared this morning?
It's not as noticeable today. Your other cheek, though, there is a mark. I'm wondering if you've got your cheeks mixed up.
No, I don't think so.
Because I noticed that yesterday after we were talking about it.
So we're in the same place as we were yesterday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, your other side's worse than your right side.
Is it?
Yeah, left's worse than right.
I think what it is, I don't know, can you get ingrown hairs on your face?
Yes, you can.
Have you ever had ingrown hairs on your face?
No, but my ex-husband had one that had been growing and growing and growing and growing and growing for ages and ages, and then he got me to ping it, and this big curly hair came out. It'd been growing in a spiral.
Right inside his cheek.
And it must have been about an inch long.
Well, I don't really know what this is. I thought that I had sort of, not infected it, but like got this sort of mark from using a blunt razor blade one day.
Mm.
So I changed the blade, obviously, and I continued shaving. But this sort of just hasn't disappeared. So I took your advice, Jessie. Kirsty said to go and use some bum cream. What do you call that stuff?
Sudocreme.
Right, okay, that's what it is. Yeah. Bum cream.
It works wonders on anything.
And I stuck it on my boat race, and do you think it's
that size better? You could do with putting some on the other side though tonight.
Right, okay. It's cheek watch. Boom, boom. Here, there's this guy, right? And I really want to try this stuff. There's this guy that has, he's a farmer dude. Farmer Andy knows him. And he's got this cream that he's made himself that he put on horses. Now, this is a true story.
Right.
He's put it on horses, like to heal wounds and stuff like that there, right?
Mm-hmm.
In his horses. And this stuff is magic, and it's been used in and around riders right around the UK. So people who ride regularly, they have been using this stuff.
Okay.
Not just in their horses, but have started using it on themselves. For instance, acne, any sort of like scars or scuffs, or perhaps like an open wound that would use this on. It's meant to be miracle stuff. And this guy is from here, right?
Right, okay.
And guess who's used it? The royal family has used this stuff. Apparently it is top dog, right? And it's going to be marketed and put out in the shops.
Really?
True, Bill. I need to find out more details about this. This was discussed by with a friend of mine over dinner one night. And I didn't really believe the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that it's being stocked in certain chemists across the province very, very surely. And this wasn't an April Fool's Day whenever I was talked about this, or I was told about this. So we will have to look into that, because it sounds like, you know, forget all your normal stuff for clearing up your acne.
Yeah.
Stick the horse cream on and you're laughing, apparently.
I'll look forward to that. See if it's fine. Find out if it's, you know, naked or not.
It'll help your mane. It'll help your mane. It's 12 minutes past six. Coming up shortly, what we're going to do is we're going to do Night Owls versus the Early Birds. I have taken on board what a listener said the other day, and that was the fact that by 6:30, Night Owls could be out of bed.
True.
So 6:15, well, slightly after, we were 6:18 this morning, we will actually do Night Owls versus the Early Birds. Connect Four we're playing at the moment. What did you get up to yesterday, Kirsty? Anything nice?
Well, we had lunch, obviously, yesterday afternoon.
After our
meeting, yeah, Pete bought lunch. Very nice.
I bought lunch.
But after that, let's
Do you know why I say that, sorry?
Why?
So people can't say snod and tight arse.
Oh, no, you're not a tight arse.
Thank you.
But after that, it was
two extra value meals.
But after that, no, not much. Just the usual sort of get the kids homework and all that, dinner.
What do the kids have for homework these days? Well, what is the current topic which they're covering in their homework?
Last night was an English night for Connor.
I hate that.
And he had to write a letter.
Day.
One of his classmates moved out to France at Christmas, and he had written to his classmates to say bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Hello.
Connor's what age? Eight?
Nine.
He probably knows more French than me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're doing languages. So they all had to write a reply back. This poor guy is going to get 30 letters. I think they're all being posted over, so we had to sit. Well, Connor had to sit and write a letter to his new pal.
Remember whenever I was a child, mm-hmm. we were on our holidays, and I had got a new best friend in the caravan park where we were at.
Right.
And he was from Scotland. And I promised him I would write to him. And he wrote to me. It's a bit like Bebo and Two Cards in the Name. He wrote to me and didn't get a reply back. You know what? I still remember his name too. He was called Jonathan. And he was from, I know, Kilbride or something in Scotland. And didn't get a reply. I feel guilty now. Damn! Right. Morning to Sandra. Pete, what time did you come on at yesterday?
It was after 8, wasn't it?
Yeah. Someone was trying to be you, and I wasn't fooled. Oh, right. Well, it was April Fool's Day yesterday. I came on after 8 o'clock yesterday morning, Sandra. Thank you for that. Also this morning, Pete, I was in Bebo and saw the Kirsty Can't Give Up Smoking. How are you getting on with your new smoking efforts?
I need to make another concerted effort.
Right.
I haven't done that for a while.
So are you just back into the old routine?
I am at the minute, but still planning.
Well, still planning on what day you're going to give up.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I had sort of a bit of a hectic month last month, so maybe this month. maybe this month will be better and it won't be so stressed.
Can I just say something, right? With regards to being hectic, you see, doing this show, uh-huh. people think that come 10 o'clock, you know, the rest of the day is your own. It's not.
Mm.
And I have to be honest with you and say that, on a personal note, I can't see this month being any less hectic than last month.
Yeah, but there's this personal stuff going on last month.
Like what?
Like my ex-husband was getting remarried.
Right, okay. Were you invited?
No, but the kids were. So that was all a bit
the kids had to go. Yeah, fair enough.
That was good. They went.
Here, had you got an invite, would you have gone?
No. No, that would have been a bit weird, don't you think?
Yeah, I know, but...
You want your ex at your next wedding.
I know, but would you not like to have been there and gone, I look better than her, am I?
No.
No.
compare.
No, but would you not be sad now going, thank God she's got him, I had my fill. Would you not be saying something like that?
I'm going to be very careful with my words this morning and say, no comments.
Has the divorce gone through? It doesn't matter what you say then. Just in case he had done the double without getting the official.
No, there was none of that.
The official sign off.
No, we got the official sign off.
Right, okay.
Just in time.
Anyway, apparently, right, you have to go and see a hypnotist. This person's mum went and saw this hypnotist,
mm-hmm.
and she smoked 60 a day and hasn't smoked since.
60 a day?
When are you smoking?
I'm not as much as it was before I tried to give up, actually. I haven't got back up to the same amount yet. I would say probably about 13 a day I'm on at the minute.
13 a day?
But, you know, I've heard from other people about a hypnotist, and I am tempted. I just need to get some funds together because it's not cheap.
Yeah.
But
I would like to go to
a
hypnotist for something, but I don't know what it is yet. Just have to go and try it. I'd like to see if they could help you in some way that, you know, I don't know. I would love to actually go and see one of these people to see whether they could do something for me that would help me out in terms of my standard, you know, living sort of regime, whether they could do something for me which would help me out. Like, imagine you could get hypnotised so you wouldn't be wrecked in the morning. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that you wake up at 4 o'clock every morning and don't hit snooze.
Yes.
Not hit the snooze button. Just get up and get ready.
Do you know what I mean?
Look into my eyes.
You know, something like that there. But please, I do not want to be... Can I say the word... I think I can. I do not want to be like that in the morning. If there's something that you hope a hypnotist can do for you, right? Please text it in. Yesterday afternoon, folks, I got back home. And I must say I'm running a wee bit low on clothes. That would make me sound like I have no clothes at all. Now, running a wee bit low on clothes in terms of stuff being ironed to wear. So yesterday I got back to the house and I had got stuff out of the washing machine and stuff, and I'd hung different bits and bobs up, and I had found a pair of my jeans that had been washed and dried.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, they look slightly different. And a close inspection, I realised what it was. There's white all over them. White from a snot rag. A hanky that was in our Julia's pocket that obviously went through the washing machine.
How can you be sure it was in Julia's pocket and not your own?
Because I undo my pockets before the stuff goes into the washing machine.
Yeah, but could you not have missed one?
No. No, I don't make mistakes like that. So, no, I don't. But she carries hankies, like, everywhere. Like,
really?
Yeah, there's always a wee snot rag knocking around her in her pockets or in her jacket top or in her car. In the ashtrays, I'd always, you know, at the front, not the ashtray, you know, the wee parts of your car where you can put the bottles in, like a drinks holder.
Yeah.
You sometimes see a wee snot rag knocking around in there, perhaps in the side pocket. And I always rake her about it. But anyway, so that went through the washing machine, and that got to me somewhat.
And annoyed you.
Yeah. What doesn't annoy me, however, is whenever you actually pick up maybe a pair of trousers and it's gone through the wash and you've maybe found a wee sneaky fiver or a tenner
in
there.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good bonus. Uh-huh. That's a good bonus. You know what else has been going on at home at the moment, which really annoyed me, was this is something that really, really gets to me at home, folks. And if you've anything at home that really, really, really annoys you and gets on your wick, right? Gets on your wick. That's such a something that your mum would say, wouldn't it? Gets on your wick. Let us know. It's a real Northern Ireland thing to say. Give us a text, 63103. Start your message with the word cool. Do you know the other thing which really annoys me? I don't know whether this ever happened to you or not. But whenever you open a dishwasher and you put all your dishes and all in, right? And then you get the wee dishwasher tablet.
Yeah.
And you put the tablet in the wee box it goes into and you shut the door.
Uh-huh.
And then the dishwasher goes on. Dishwashers take quite a while.
They can do, yeah.
Yeah. And then whenever you open up a dishwasher, you realise that the door hasn't opened properly, the tablet hasn't come out, and the tablet's still fully formed. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, do you know, my wee door on that thing never closes properly. So if I want to put my tablet in there, you know, it's a case of putting it in there, closing the door really quickly, and then closing the main door really quickly, and you just hear it falling down to the bottom. But if you read the packets, you can put your tablets in with your cutlery.
Oh, right.
So that's what I do now.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, so that saves any hassle.
Yeah.
Because I hate opening the door. And do you know the other thing that really annoys me about home at the moment?
What?
It's whenever you open up the door and there's a real pong from the dishwasher. Do you ever get that?
Yes.
You see, because there's only two of us, right? That, you know, it takes a wee while to stock up the dishwasher. It's not like you put it on every night. So then sometimes whenever you open it up, there's a real whiff. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of hear
it. Took me a while to realise that you had to actually take the bits out of the bottom and clean them.
What bits out of the bottom?
The filters and stuff, because especially where my kitchen is, I've got like a sunroom at the back, it's all open plan, so in the summer it's really, really hot in there, and the smell from my dishwasher was just out of this world. And I discovered that if I lifted a bit up, you know, I can take all the filters and things out of the bottom where the water goes through, and you should have seen the slime that had been growing.
Oh my goodness, I need to go home and check that. My car keys are still lost.
You know, it's bad.
Now, this is my spare set of car keys. Now, I do believe that I am now officially cursed.
Have gone through the washing machine? Could they be in a pocket?
Well, you see, I looked through my clothes that came out of the wash over the last couple of weeks and I can't find them anywhere. I just don't know where they've gone. And this is actually my spare key to my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of setting myself up here because I do sort of tend to leave my car key lying about work, and someday some punter will come in and nick it on me just in spite, you know what I mean, for a bit of crack and I won't be able to get home. But this sort of came to the fore last week, was it? I was talking about this. Mm-hmm. And about how anything that I actually leave down, I can never tend to find. I don't know why it is. I've got a head on me at the moment like a sieve. I don't know why that is, whether it's pressure, whether it's just not thinking. Are you saying that I need to do a bit of brain training?
Wouldn't hurt.
I have never actually done this brain training stuff.
Good. I like it.
The Wii games? On what you on like, is it a Nintendo DS?
You play them on? You can do it on Wii. You can do it on the Wii. I suppose any of the Nintendo range.
Really?
Yeah.
So what way does that...
I got quite a good score.
Well, what sort of score?
I think I got 700 and something. Now, it depends what game you play, which way the score works.
So what way does this brain training actually work?
It's a bit like just doing an IQ test.
Right,
did you ever do the national IQ test with the...
I have to
Phillip
be honest
Schofield
with you.
And
this is the one where you had the red button on the TV and you pushed the red button and you played along at home, and at the end it came up, it gave you your score.
I didn't use the red button. I just did it on paper.
In fact, I'm telling a lie. I'm thinking of... There was a thing the BBC ran, and they ran it locally. They ran it from W5 at the Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a national science type quiz. And
right,
I remember Christine Blakely was actually hosting it alongside... Well, she wasn't hosting it. She was like she was like a punter who was reporting it. I can't remember who was actually hosting it. And you push the red button and then you play it along at home.
Right, okay.
And this is like months ago and I played along with that. And then about halfway through I got fed up.
Got bored.
Actually, I'll tell you what really happened. The controller, you see, I've got my Skybox upstairs in the house. Mm-hmm. And then I've got one of those wee eyes that comes down into the living room. Yeah. You know the wee eyes? And then you push, so it means you can change over the channels because my Skybox is connected to like two TVs.
Yeah.
So then I wouldn't pick up my controller properly, so it sort of faltered my score because they were going on to the next question and I couldn't play along with it. But anyway, national IQ test was an ITV of Philip Schofield. And how'd you do?
On the national IQ test, I did okay.
Well, what is the best IQ? What number is it? About 120? 150?
155, I think, is as high as you can go.
Right, so in and around sort of 120 is good mark.
I got 121.
Oh, well done.
But to get into Mensa, you got to get 135.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm not looking to get into Mensa. I'm not really looking for anything apart from the car keys, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah.
So these car keys still haven't shown up, folks. But on the bright side, mm-hmm. The Amy McDonald album cover did show up.
Hey! Whereabouts?
In the boot of my car.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
There's a wee side pocket in the boot of my car I'd forgotten about and it was in there. But I still haven't found a Newton Faulkner album and this is the worst thing ever to happen to me on Saturday night and it was just by chance I noticed this before I went out to work. See, on a Saturday night, folks, I do The Source from 6 o'clock and we broadcast from the Cool FM pod at the Odyssey in Belfast. Mm-hmm. So I have my bag which I bring all my tunes and all with me because when I do The Source then I head out to the club to DJ. Yeah. So I just, you know, any new tunes and stuff, I just fire them into the bag and stuff like that there and I always keep the keys to the pod in that bag.
Right.
Always. So on Saturday night, I'm going out to the car, bag with me, mm-hmm. and I thought, better check, make sure the pod keys are in there, opened up and the pod keys weren't there. And I still can't find them.
What about your laptop case?
No, they're not in there either. So the problem I've got, right, is that I've no pod keys. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't get into the studio. And luckily I didn't get the whole way to the Odyssey, realising I couldn't get into the studio to do the show.
Well, like a 10 to 6.
So I had to come here in Newtownards where we're based to actually do the show on Saturday night.
Oh,
so that was a bit of a pain in the ass. So you know how I felt on Saturday night? I felt like I had really let myself down. I couldn't find them. So the curse continues and I don't think it's just me who's cursed. Our Julia, right? She's actually, it wasn't her fault, but there's this machine worked like thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds mm-hmm. in her work and it's in her department and they can't find that either. So I don't know what it is. I need that girl who gave a wee prayer to St. Anthony to come back on the show because after she did that, I found something. You know the way I was talking about there about being forgetful about losing things and stuff like that there?
Yeah.
Just goes to show maybe I do need to do a bit of brain training. Because going into that last tune, I said, thanks to the girl who prayed to St. Anthony for me because she prayed for him and I found something. I couldn't remember what it was.
No, I had to tell you.
It was the Amy McDonald album cover.
Yes.
Did I say that? I still can't find the Newton Faulkner album?
Yes, he told us that.
And I still can't find my car key and I still can't find the pod keys?
Uh-huh.
These pod keys are going to cause me a bit of hassle.
They are.
I really need to find them. And to be totally honest, you know the reason why I haven't found them yet? I phoned the boss on Saturday night and he was in London because he was going to watch Spurs play on Sunday. And I said, listen, you're going to kill me here, but the deal is I've lost the pod keys. So I'm going to have to go to HQ to do the show. And he said, that's no problem, no problem. He says, I bet you as soon as you come home tonight, you'll just walk into the house and put your hands on them. I was like, yeah, I know I will. It's now Wednesday and there's still no sign of the pod keys. But mind you, I haven't really bothered my ass actually looking for them yet. So I'm going to have to do that today and not go home and spend 4 hours on the sofa falling asleep like I did yesterday. No. 7:19 now. Good morning, Cool FM.
Hey, listen, you don't believe how lucky you were on Saturday. Because you know the way you lost the Cool FM pod keys?
Yes.
Well, I'm Man United, Mike. And I actually went down early with a Man United banner. I just stood there waiting for you to come on live. And I was going to just wave the Man United banner to you. It took me near 3 hours on the internet. So you did not know how lucky you were actually off on Saturday. I was gutted.
You know what? What do you want thing to say to you, mate?
What's that?
Slap it up, you suckers!
You can't, Pete.
Bye, mate.
Bye, mate. Bye.
I'm so glad I was here. You see, that maybe I wasn't Anthony looking out for me there. I don't really know.
I think so.
But there's someone looking out for me anyway. And I've got this new mobile phone. And it's quite bizarre, really, because it's not like a whole touch screen. You know where you can get those, like, like it's a phone and everything's touchscreen, so you touch the screen for the numbers and everything.
Yes.
Well, this is like half and half. It's got the standard, you know, buttons to type in the numbers, mm-hmm. but on the screen there's three touchscreen buttons. So last time I'm speaking to Duff, chatting away, and mid-conversation, I could hear the beeping go in the background, you know, the call waiting?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to answer it. I didn't actually take the phone away from my ear to look at who it was. And I just continued talking. And next minute I heard, what are you talking about? And my cheek had touched one of the touchscreen buttons and it flicked on to the other call.
Uh-huh.
And it was my wife. It was Julia. And I was thinking to myself, I was talking, she goes, you know, how do you get there? She goes, you answered the call. And I was like, oh, right. Okay, fair enough. But it just made me think that had, you know, someone who was maybe doing the double or maybe had a few bits in the side or was doing something dodgy or talking about something dodgy, had one of these particular phones and someone else called through, they could land themselves in big trouble.
They could.
Do you know what I mean? So if something like that has ever happened to you and you have landed yourself in the dog poo, let us know. 63103, start your message with the word cool. Or drop us an email, pete.snodden@coolfm.co.uk or give us a call, 918-2001. Oh, it's 918. Mobile phones have come on somewhat.
They have.
This mobile phone of mine, right, has got a better camera on it, right, than the good camera that I have, which like I spent like a good couple of hundred quid on.
Really?
This phone's got a better camera because it's 5 megapixels and the other one's like 3.2. Not that the naked eye can really see much of a difference between them. How many pixels is on your camera?
3.2.
See?
But I think of my proper camera, I've got 6.
Right.
It does make a difference in the pictures, but then not many people are printing pictures.
Well, that's true.
Do you know, that's one thing I would really love to get, a printer, because they're all on my computer.
Well, actually, the other week, what I did was I had went and burnt off loads of photographs from like honeymoon and like holidays and different bits and bobs, and I took them. In fact, I printed off some photographs of some of the guests we've had in the show and stuff like that there, mm-hmm. and took them all down and got them all printed out, and it wasn't that expensive, because I must have left down a CD that was, oh, I don't know, there was hundreds on it, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back about, I know, 30 quid, but I thought it would have been far more expensive than that.
That's not too bad.
And there was hundreds on it, like. Hundreds,
really?
Hundreds, absolutely. So no excuse now to actually go and print off your photographs. But mobile phones have changed something shocking. Like, do you remember the big, massive ones you used to get?
Yeah, I always say you can tell how old a film is by the size of the mobile phones included in the
what
film.
What was the old film you were watching last night? Sliding Doors.
Sliding Doors, yes. Yeah. There was quite a big mobile phone in that.
How big are you talking? How many inches?
I'd say maybe 4 inches.
4 inches?
Yeah.
4 inches, big mobile phone.
How many inches is that? 1 minute. 1, 2, 3.
Standard mobile now is about 3.
Mine's about 3.
About 3 inches, yeah.
So I would say, yeah, it's about 4, 4.5.
I remember years ago, do you remember the mobile phones that used to come with a backpack to power it?
No.
And the boys looked like they were going to walk on the moon.
Oh, yes!
Do you know what I mean?
It really was like a mobile big phone.
It was all right. And what other big phones can I remember? The only other part, whenever I really became aware of mobile phones was through Miami Vice. And Don Miami Johnson Vice. Used to carry a mobile phone. And at that stage there, it wasn't like, you know, Don Johnson. What size was it? We weren't talking about his Johnson. We're talking about the size of the mobile phone. It was like, I don't know, 15 inches. That's the way I'm feeling from theater. I say, right, if you were ever putting together, you know, like, a montage of photographs of your entire life.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you can get those packages on, you upload all your photographs and then you put them in a sequence and then you put music and all stuff to it.
Yeah.
So it's like a snapshot of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for instance, if Michael Aspel was to come and open the Red Book.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I reckon that'd be one of those tunes that I would have as like a soundtrack of my life. You know, that tune would be playing in the background. It'd be one of the top 10 anyway. Top 5. I think I won't actually win it, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's that many tunes I play. It's like, I don't want to get onto that whole sinister thing and, you know, bring the whole thing down, but if I was ever...
You're talking about your funeral now?
Yeah. You know, there's certain tunes have to be played.
I wouldn't even want to think about that, Pete.
Well, you know, music plays such a big role in my life, it has to be right. It's like the wedding. I think the music had to be right.
Absolutely.
Funeral has to be right, too. Not that I'm all going to be around to hear it. Well, we want everyone else to enjoy it, you know.
You'll be floating up there looking down, going,
tap the feet and all, you know what I mean? Big rave it up. Rave to the grave? What an event that would be! Legendary!
And turned over and watched The Apprentice. Which I think I might be hooked on.
You see, I haven't actually ever really got into The Apprentice.
I did one year. It wasn't last year, it was the one before that. But Oh, I don't want to get dragged into it because it's going to be such a chore then to watch it every night. But it's looking good and there's some right characters in there that you definitely won't put it out.
Well, do you know the way they do like the Extra Factor, which is like the ITV2 show that adds on to the X Factor?
Yes.
And with Strictly Come Dancing, they have like the Extra Show, which is sort of, you know, I think it was hosted by Claudia Winkleman, is that right?
Something
well, you know
like
the way they've got that with The Apprentice? It's mm-hmm. called The Apprentice Something Else and Adrian Childs actually presents
yes.
it. Yes. Well, Adrian Childs, I've heard on, you know why you spot his face now and everything?
Yes.
Well, I've heard...
What a lovely face really, it is, too.
Do you think he's saucy, do you?
I do. I think there's something sexy about him.
Well,
I think it's his lips.
I have heard, right, that Adrian Childs, when it comes to TV, is the core boy. Now, whenever it comes to actually being behind the camera and the way TV shows work and the operations of them and working with producers and stuff, the best person in the UK, apparently, mm-hmm. is Eamon Holmes.
Right.
Right? Followed very closely, and that's why you're seeing so much of Adrian Childs now. By Adrian Childs. Apparently when it comes to the formatics and the way TV works, Adrian Childs is it. And do you know what else I heard?
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Childs, because of the one show and everything, wasn't actually going to do that Apprentice Extra show this year.
Right.
He wasn't going to do it. And Sir Alan Sugar came to him, not the BBC, Sir Alan Sugar came to him, opened his checkbook and says, Adrian, how much money do I have to pay you to ensure that you do this show for me?
Fantastic.
That'd be excellent.
That is just like a nice big tip.
Now, before I tell everyone about this, Kirsty, what's your thoughts on this?
Skiving off work, not good, don't do it.
with regards to what my friend does, what do you make of it?
I can't believe he hasn't been caught.
Yes.
I can't believe people sort of don't wonder where he is.
Well, can I just say one thing? That once I actually reveal what he does, I reckon his days are numbered in terms of doing that particular trick.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of me feels awful about, because I feel like I'm grassing them up.
In a way you are, Pete.
But then part of me thinks, well, it's good material for the show. I might give other people ideas and they might be able to get away with it in their place of work. Do you know what I mean?
Hopefully not at the cost of his job.
Absolutely. But we're not going to mention any names, what he does for a living or anything like that.
Okay.
And this could happen in any business right across the province. And you know why?
Why?
Because the fundamental instrument used in this ploy to skive off...
Uh-huh.
It is available at every office premise right across
all of
Ireland.
Yeah, I would say by law.
Right across the world.
Yeah.
Well, I will reveal now what my friend does. Believe this or believe this not, but it is true. Okay? And he does this on quite a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I only found this out over the last few days. And what he does is... How I actually came about finding this out was because I'd phoned him on numerous occasions. He wouldn't answer his phone. And he always would have got back to me a bit later on. Where were you? I was sleeping. What do you mean you were sleeping? He says, well, I've got this good skive going on in work at the minute. Uh-huh. So what do you mean? He says, well, I just sort of nip out, go to the toilet, lock a door, and have a wee snooze on the pot.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Hey, have you not? How long do you snooze for? About half an hour, 40 minutes. Well, what do you mean? He says, that's what I do. I just go in, lock the door, get myself comfortable, make sure I wear like a fleece or something to keep myself warm, and then just nod off. And that gets me a good 30, 40 minutes. How often do you do that? Well, I've done it twice actually in one day last week, but normally it's once every few days. No one's caught on. Really? Yeah, they think I'm away off doing something else. Legendary, what a skive!
Just away for a wee sleep.
Just away for a wee doze. Now, if you do something like that, I would love to hear about it this morning. No names will be mentioned. Or if you've got a really good skive going on and you want to recommend it to some people who listen to this show, feel free to give us a call. Have you ever fallen asleep in the toilet, Kirsty?
Nearly.
Nearly?
When I've been getting up to get into work. You know, 'cause that's the first thing I do.
So you get up.
I'll share this with everybody.
So you get up.
Toilet, downstairs, kettle on, outside for a smoke, in, cup of tea, back upstairs in the shower.
But before you do anything, you offload a load. Offload a load. That's what you do in the morning.
I do not.
At least you're regular. I worked with a guy at a lunch. We realised we had not seen him since 10 a.m. Then after searching, we found him asleep in the roof space of the house we were rewiring. Thank you, Phil, for that. I knew someone who fell asleep in the Met Arena. My goodness, how many years have it been since the Met and Armagh was open? While it was like going off. I remember that place used to have like 3,500 people in it. Like it was going mm-hmm. nuts and this person fell asleep in it. How do you do that? Pete, the guy you're talking about falling asleep in the toilet, does he do it with pants up or pants down? Because things could get a bit cold if he fell asleep there for more than half hour with his pants down. To be honest, I'd never even thought about
it. I would reckon he'd keep them up.
I knew someone who fell asleep in a loo in a bar. His mates couldn't find him, thought he had gone home, so left. About 4 a.m, he woke up. No one was left in the bar, and he was stuck in the toilet. Complete
was he
nightmare.
Locked in?
See the guy I'm talking about who skives off to actually go to the toilet and have a sleep?
Yeah.
Well, about 10 years ago, we were going to the George. Do you remember the George?
The George,
which is now the Clandy Boy Hotel, or whatever it's called.
Clandy Boy Lodge, yeah.
That's the one. Well, anyway, we were going to the George one night, and you used to have to go there on a Saturday night really, really early to make sure you get in.
Yeah.
So we were on at my friend's house, early doors, about 7 o'clock for a few jars before we went. And my mate's dad had this stuff called Rum Tov, which is like a mixture of, like, you know, all different sort of spirits, and they were all stuck in this sort of jar and just left sort of fester, right? And then he used to come out with this wee shot sort of tray with a wee bell, ding 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 ding, and you knew when the ding ding happened you were in trouble. So you used to arrive around with these shots, and this guy had a few of them, a few too many, and went to the toilet, and we'd forgotten about him, so we went to the George and didn't get in because we arrived too late and ended up down in Bangor, right, on a night out. And it was about 12:30, 12:45 in the morning. We said, where is he? I haven't seen him all night. Roughly about that time, about 12:15. Now, I noticed he'd gone to the toilet about 7:30. About that time, 12:15, he woke up in the toilet off my mate's house, went in, talked crap to his granny for 15 minutes, and then went home. Good night out! Just to let you all know this morning, the saga of the Snodden DIY escapades continues. The other day I was telling you about a lamp. It's like a chandelier type thing that myself and my father put up the other night, which took us like 3 hours, and it's still not properly up. DIY and us don't really mix. We don't do DIY. Well, we try.
You do try.
God loves a trier.
He does.
And last night, after a year and a half, ladies and gentlemen, I have finally, officially got a doorbell on my house that works. It's only taken like a year and a half.
What's the story?
Well, the story is this. Last year, whenever we moved into the house, the doorbell was working fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then the doorbell, for some reason, stopped working.
Right.
So I guess I called in to help save the day. Dun, 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 dun. My father.
Right.
So he arrived in to fix it.
Okay.
And couldn't fix it.
Right.
He tried, but he tried.
He tried, but he failed.
But he failed.
Okay.
So then I employed my mate Copper Knob, or also known as Ginger. There's loads of things we call him. And he arrived around to the house to actually... To ensure the doorbell would be fixed.
Uh-huh.
And he fixed the doorbell. Yes.
Well done.
And then I went away on my honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad decided he would go around to have a stab at the doorbell, so he'd be working whenever he came home. Didn't check that the doorbell was fixed, so just took it down and binned it, although it was already working.
Uh-oh.
And then tried to fix it again, and it didn't work. So after a year and a half in the making, Ginger came back around last night again to fix the doorbell.
And it's not working.
It's not working. I've got a doorbell.
Fantastic.
Yes. I think my house is now cursed.
Really?
We've been discussing this in recent days.
We've had problems.
Firstly, we've got like the lamp that's put up, but it's not really put up properly. Mm-hmm. Then we've got the issue with the...
Erecting
my pool, which was another big problem.
Yeah.
Then we've also got the issue of everything that's lost. For instance, the pod keys, meaning I had to do the show from Cool FM HQ and not the pod in Belfast on Saturday night. And the latest issue is the routing and extreme lack of it. So my wireless router's done.
Sorted? All your computer and everything?
It was sorted, but then the other day it sort of went down.
For any particular reason?
Yeah, no, it just went down on us. No idea. So anyway, there's no routing going because my wireless router is somewhat off the board. So Joe came around yesterday to try and sort out the routing problem. And he was there for 3 hours on the phone to my internet service provider and everything. And none the wiser. So he believes, remember the other last month I bust a router?
Yes.
Well, he believes that this router is now broken too. What am I doing with routers?
I don't know.
Have you got a router in your house?
No. No, I haven't got any internet access at all in my house.
How do you do that? Because every single day in work, right, you're straight on. As soon as we finish, right, it's like a standard regime. As soon as we finish in the studio, we go up the corridor into the production office, or the programming office, I should say, and sit down, Kirsty, straight onto the computer. And what's the first thing you look up every day?
Well, there could be one of a couple of things.
Okay, what's the one thing I always take you the hand out of, looking at every single day?
My internet banking.
Yes, your online banking. Now, how the hell do you go through life without having a router at home so you can check out your internet banking at home?
That's okay. I just check it in here and that does me for the day. And then on a Friday, I make sure I know exactly what's there for over the weekend.
I have to say, that's one thing which myself and you totally differ on.
Yeah.
Checking out the internet banking. I'm scared to look at my bank account.
See, I've been there, done that. I would rather know now what I haven't got.
And the other thing you check, of course, is Facebook.
Well, see, that all comes under the Hotmail thing. So I go into Hotmail, I check my Bebo.
Right, okay.
So hi to everybody that's joined up recently, and thanks for all your lovely comments, because they're all lovely.
Yes.
And I don't have I really don't have time to reply to everybody now.
They get more like me every day.
And yeah, Facebook. Actually, I sent you a thing on Facebook yesterday. Did you get it?
No, what was it?
It was, it's this funny clip from YouTube, and it's these two girls dancing to Hips Don't Lie, Shakira.
And Wycliffe Shawn.
We played it earlier, and that's all I can see in my head now whenever I hear that.
Is it funny?
It's very funny. They're obviously, you know, taking the hand out of each other. They're big girls, and they're doing the dance.
Right. Okay.
With midriffs and everything showing. So it's quite funny.
Well, I've actually got an issue with my Facebook and also my MySpace account because I'm never on them. And I got a text the other night from a friend of mine who was on looking at my MySpace account, and my MySpace account had been hacked into, and also my Facebook site had been hacked into as well in the past.
What are they doing?
Well, they're putting on things like, you know, for red hot girls, click here on the blogs and stuff like that there.
Right.
And this is so easy for it to happen. I was out for dinner with a friend of mine, Tim, on Friday night. And Tim works in IT, and Tim tells me the deal with Facebook and MySpace and Bebo and all that lot is that your account can be so easily hacked into. And the way they do this is, do you know the way if you're on your computer, it doesn't matter whether you're doing your internet banking or anything, and it comes up, password, and then it says, do you want Windows to remember this password?
Mm-hmm.
And you click on yes.
No, I never do.
Well, this is the thing. Never click on yes, because what actually happens is you can go to the internet and download some program that then, whenever you're online, scans your Windows database for any passwords.
Really?
And gives you the password. So that's how they can get into your account. So do be aware of that.
Thank you for checking out this week's Snodcast. Available for free at coolfm.co.uk. Subscribe via iTunes and get it downloaded automatically each time there's a new edition. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Broadcasts in real time. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on your number one hip music station, 97.4 Cool FM.